You know what? This is a better crowd response than what I got when I first came on here, and there were like 10 times as many people, which equals up to about 3. Can anyone back home tell that it's the whiskey talking? I'm half a stogie through this. Macanudos, smoking cigars up at Johnny's Cigar Bar. This is the place to be. Where's everyone at? All you people out there on the Eastern time zone, you're disillusioned. I'm a time traveler. Do you understand me? Like, when you were having sex, I was growing pubic hairs. That's how I'm ahead of the times. I'm ahead of the time. You know, all you folks back home in Michigan who are still watching, or anyone who is a Michigan fan or has ever visited Michigan or has ever booed the Red Wings or whatever you want to call it, you're a fan. Now, here at Johnny's, we are all a oneness. It's circular. Jesus Christ. Jay, I just got LASIK surgery done and the rods and cones in my eyes aren't set and I'm fucking blind over here. Would people just shut up, man? This fucking crowd is too fucking loud. All the people. I got a problem with people. Seriously.
You don't like people?
Well, man, you're the only one I like. Nah. But I love you.
Love you, man.
Jesus.
Not that much?
Yeah, man. I love you. I love you more than words can say. Jesus Christ. How do I love? I love living in Boulder. I love living in Boulder. All right. 2, 4. All right. Is there anyone here who is an actual local Boulder? Local Colorado.
Yes.
Who's local Colorado? Our embalmer, Annie, and Flat Top McGee, and one of the guys from Weezer. It's fucking awesome. And Kara. And I was pretty mean to you early on, and I take it off. I was a little bit. I said that your boots were made out of like some kind of animal intestine. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Your boots are not hot. They are not. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if all you folks who are here streaming, all you folks who were streaming, who actually got to see Kara set. Would you shut up, Weezer? She doesn't like you. I heard it in your song. Is your name Jonah? I got... Nah. This is all nice here. This is Boulder, Colorado. Anyone who's not living in Colorado, you're missing out. I mean, I try to pass myself off like I'm a local around here, and it doesn't happen. Like, I'm like, yo, man, where can I get a blunt of something to throw around on? $20, you know? They're like, you're not from around here, are you? It's like, no, you want to pack a blunt? It's going to cost you $350, and I don't have a mortgage. What's your name, young lady? Her lady. You know what? Come on up here. Come on up here. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Come on up here. Look at these. All right.
Let me see if I can remember a few.
All right. You're on.
Okay. Did you all hear about the hijacking up on University Hill today?
I think I heard that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
We heard it from me.
Okay. Just a few hours ago on University Hill, there was a hijacking of a truck.
Of a truck?
What now?
The truck was... It was what?
Hijacked.
It was hijacked, yes.
Were you high?
I wasn't high and I wasn't jacked.
But it was a jacked truck.
It was a jacked truck, you're exactly right. And anyway, now the police are looking, the hijackers, the truck drivers got away. And now the police are looking.
What are they looking? What are they looking for?
They're looking for the hijackers.
I'm not presenting this very well.
That's all right. Give it up, Mick Jagger, everyone. Mick Jagger in the house.
Hey. Hey. Go ahead.
Anyway, now the police are looking for the hijackers. No, the truck that they hijacked was a truck carrying Viagra.
Oh, that's good.
And so now the police are looking for two hardened criminals.
They're hardened. Did you get
heisted the truck?
What? Do you know what happened when the water truck and the vinegar truck collided?
Douchebags. I don't know what it for sure, but I went in looking for two douchebags.
It takes two douchebags.
But we need the new Millennium
Cialis
joke for the
trip. The new Millennium. Obviously, sir, you are the number one.
Watch it.
Hey. You know what, man? Your time is going to come. Let me tell you why. Did you guys hear what's going to happen in 2050? Anyone?
Yeah, we're going to lower the degrees by two.
Did you know what's going to happen in 2050?
We're going to lower the degrees by two.
No, your white ass is going to be putting down tarmac. Because
4 degrees Celsius lower.
I'm telling you. The last act? I'm telling you. 2050.
Yeah.
I've forgotten. I've smoked. Wow. We're getting fresh up here. It's next year's joke? Yeah? Well, what about today's joke? Mick Jagger's got another one for you. What did you say? Yeah. Man, you say that in 2050, man. You are definitely going to get your ass kicked. Man, you're not going to make it to 2025, man. You look like you're fucking 36 years overdue.
Well, man.
I'm planning on making it until I'm 86. When I'm 86, I'm going to get 86 from every damn bar and bone.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll make it to 2012 at least.
Man,
you'll be lucky to make it through your bar tab, sir.
I'm always lucky.
Dude, Luke Skywalker called and said he wants his fucking haircut back. Dude.
Everybody else has my bartender.
Dude, you probably make more money with a better written sign than me on Pearl Street than I make with a decent living.
Not yet, but I'm working.
Not yet? You don't look like you're working. What are you working on? You look like you're working.
I'm working on getting a sign up.
A sign up on Pearl Street. Take a number, man. You look like you're... You don't even look like you can count.
I can.
You can probably count how many... Yeah. This guy looks like he's looking for little boys with candies with a van. Do you have a van, sir?
I have two vans.
Yeah.
And I do take care of little boys that haven't been mine.
Jesus. Kara's father takes care of little boys. Yeah, wow. You'll never hear me call you daddy, sir. Maybe father-in-law.
Maybe someday.
Seriously, Kara's a nice-looking lady. Kara, I want you to be my future ex-wife. You can take half of all my nothing. You can have it.
Well,
I'll get one day. That's fine. That's twice as long as I need. Oh, okay. Oh, Kara's. For what?
She doesn't need to be an ex to say that to you. She can say that already.
Are you speaking for her?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, so you know best, huh?
I do.
You're right. Most women are looking for men that are most like their daddy.
He looks like a little girl.
That's right. You don't need to look any further.
Well, she must be a lesbian because you are the sexiest looking dude with a fucking... Wow, those are the nicest dentures I've ever seen. Poly dent.
They're all real, baby.
No. Jesus Christ.
She must not be lesbian.
Oh, boo. You gotta have more than that. And then Cringer came up and turned into the mighty battle cat. I'll be that. Yeah, I don't need you to tell me my venue or what women that I think I whoa. No. No. You're not taking my cigar? I'll relinquish my cigar when you relinquish your daughter. How about that? Put a hairnet on and clean my dishes, motherfucker. Put a hairnet on.
I relinquished her when she was
18. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's done great.
Hey.
And make people enjoy themselves on TV.
All we are saying is give Dad a chance.
Oh, give Dad a chance. Okay. I'm going to get a tequila shot. You guys are really wasting your time in this place.
All right. Imagine there's no white people. I wonder if you can. Keep it going.
You don't butcher this song. This is a beautiful song. You don't fuck with it, okay?
I'm a beautiful man. Full frontal nudity from.
Can I sing it?
Yeah.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Can you start over?
There's no the people living for hiya.
There's no countries.
I don't. Imagine there's no America.
Brotherhood of men. Imagine all the people.
Where's my lighter?
Living like a decent life.
Somebody sing the songs.
You may say.
No. Oh. Is this thing on?
Because I'm not the only one.
Hope someday
you will join us. And the world will all live as one.
Way to butcher John Lennon, okay? Thank you. Yes. You sounded great, actually.
For no.
I'm a wet dreamer. It's very slick. And I know I'm not the only one, ever.
I hope someday he'll join us in the world we live as one. And I'm not talking about New World Order.
Yeah!
I'm talking about peace in the hands of the free.
This is America, and I'd like to say that I love America, and I love the Beatles.
They're European, though.
But they're not. They're an American product.
That's right. They came over.
They came over. But Jimi Hendrix, he's one of ours. But the English claim him as one of theirs. This is not right. This is an injustice to America and Americans. I'm feeling very patriotic, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Hope someday you'll join us.
No, I can't sing. No, keep saying, everybody.
And the world will live as one.
Wow. Woo! Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys, everyone has been sports. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I'm the only person in this room that ever met the Beatles.
That's it. That's the shit.
That is the shit.
And I'm not talking about New World Order. I'm talking about peace in the hands of the free.
In the hands of the free.
Not the elite. Not the elite.
I just want the piano in the hands of somebody who's musically talented, because that is not me. Look at this, man. There's like four people in here, and it looks like it's a riot going on. Who are these people? Thank you. Thank you very much.